Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, pod people. Thank you for being here, friends. Continue to share this. Follow, subscribe, whichever means you're hearing this pod through. Make sure you let them know you love it with a little rating. And that would make us happy. And if you want to reach out to us, the Matt and Ramona Facebook page would be a good way to go. Or Ramona Holloway or Matt Harris. And we begin today with your problem with the dollar store. Dun, dun, dun!
I was at one of my favorite Dollar Trees because, you know, all Dollar Tree stores are not created equal. There are some that are huge and they have things that you don't find in the smaller stores, like the tiny little Dollar Tree in Belmont. So I hit various dollar stores and I found myself in a dollar store in Pineville picking up awesome stuff. Woo! Towels, rugs, great fall decor. And then I looked at the price and I was like, wait a minute, am I in Dollar Tree or is this Family Dollar? Is this Dollar General? Because these things are more than just a dollar. Dollar Tree, what are you doing? Your whole brand is $1. Gone are the days when your friendly Dollar Tree employee just gave you that blank stare when you said, is this a dollar? Because now the confusion is there. The confusion is there. And there are going to be people who don't like this move of the Dollar Tree Plus. And they're going to be asking, is this a dollar? Or something's going to be misplaced in the store. They're going to pick it up and say, oh, how is this $5? How is this $3? It's a bad move. I'm so upset by it. I can't even take it.
Well, they say that they stayed true to their name until 2019 when the retailer began opening the new Dollar Tree Plus stores.
Mm.
So now you change the name. Does it say Dollar Tree Plus?
No, it doesn't say Dollar Tree Plus. It says Dollar Tree.
No plus.
The entrance, it does not say plus until you get inside the store and get sucked into this section of merch.
Then it says plus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so the section, so the whole store is not renamed.
No.
You're saying there's a section called plus.
Right.
Okay,
and the stuff there is amazing. But stuff there is going to get sprinkled all over the store.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Keep it
because people, the workers will try to keep it in the section, but someone's going to pick up some towels and be like, you know what? I don't really want these $3 towels. And so they're going to leave them over with the regular towels. You know what I mean? The regular dish towels.
You think there's going to be a fight?
This is the beginning of the end.
When you go ringing things up and it's not a dollar, you're going to be like, what the heck?
It's going to be horrible for Dollar Tree employees. Horrible. And this
people
is your whole
attention.
Brand. It's a dollar. Your whole brand is a dollar. There are other dollar stores. Hello, Dollar General. Hello, Family Dollar.
They own Family Dollar.
Family Dollar. Already have a dollar store where things are more than a dollar. Why are you perverting the entire existence of Dollar Tree?
This is a little bit much to pervert. Listen, but Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, Dollar General, they don't cost a dollar. So Dollar Tree is not doing anything different than they're doing.
No, they absolutely are because the whole brand is $1. Just like Five Below. Everything should be $5 and below. You start introducing, and I see you introducing products that are more than that, then change your name. Change your name because you're no longer who you told us you were.
September 28th was the big Dollar Tree announcement. New price changes for its original Dollar Tree stores. It'll begin testing additional price points above a dollar in selected legacy Dollar Tree stores.
And by selected, they basically mean those gorgeous Dollar Trees that you see that are gigantic. Those are the ones.
The ones where you
go and you're only going for deodorant and some gum and you come out $20 lighter because you found all kinds of stuff. But now, wait, what?
If they put a plus on there, would they put a plus sign? Would you be okay then?
No.
You're clearly not okay right now. You're no longer who you said you were.
Now you're different.
I've seen the changes, okay? I've been very, very patient. Yeah. When the 10 razors for a dollar pack, now only 8 razors in the pack, I said, okay, I see you, Dollar Tree. I know you're still trying to make money being a dollar store, so I'll buy the 8 plastic disposable razors for a dollar when I know you used to have 10 in that pack.
Okay, so you are fired up, aren't you?
I see the pack of floor wipes that used to have 10 wipes in a pack, now only 8. I see you, Dollar Tree. I haven't complained. I understand you're trying to make a dollar. However, you've gone too far now. You're no longer who you told me you were.
How can they stay a dollar a tree all the time? Every prices go up. They should every year it should raise by inflation, like $20 tree plus 20%.
They have made adjustments for inflation. Like I said,
they cut down the amount.
Like I said, I'm not getting as much as I used to.
Well,
and I'm okay with that.
You're gonna be all right.
No, I won't. No, I am not okay. I want to speak to the manager's manager about this.
You're right. A harshly worded letter.
Here's the thing, shoppers.
Nothing's going to happen.
Do not bring it up to the cashiers.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring it up to the individual store managers.
They didn't do anything.
It's not their fault.
Nope.
Don't make their life hard. We have to go to the manager's manager's manager.
Say it for the people in the back.
You have to say
this is a corporate thing.
Okay. It's harshly worded letters and things.
A lot of them.
Oh, I bet.
I'm
sure it'll change things.
With words like perverse.
Yes.
And fired up.
I agree. Eric brought something up the other day. We talked about the egg corns because people thought acorn, like A-C-O-R-N, was E-G-G corn. And so that's things that you believe to be true so much. Like it's in your head so deeply that you feel like you've seen the sign for sure or whatever. And an example that you came up with is goes along with this thing that we're talking about now, which is
Five Below.
Huh?
And people think it's Five and Below.
I did.
Who thinks it's... You thought it was Five and
Below? I thought
it was
Five and Below, too.
Yep. You did?
Yep. Until I looked up at the sign, and it just says Five Below.
And I always thought it was Five and Below.
And Below.
And I just imagined it was there. I would have sworn to it.
I knew it had and in the sign.
When you walk in your Five Below store, don't they say, welcome to Five Below?
That's not the point.
I don't know if they do or not.
You think they're saying it wrong?
No.
Like, no?
Ma'am, I'm in Five and Below.
I never got a welcome there. I've only been a couple times, but I never got a welcome.
Really?
I've only been there like Christmas for stocking stuffers, and it's jammed, and no one's saying hi.
Oh, well, if you go to Christmas, ain't nobody talking to you.
I know.
But now they have like these new self-checkouts, so they'll probably say hello a lot nicer to you because they're not the ones ringing us up.
Yeah, well, and I typed in Five and Below comes in, Five and Below near me. So other people think it or wouldn't even be showing up in the search engine.
Oh, bless your heart.
Google search is definitely a
telling
thing
you it is a thing.
It's a thing.
I definitely thought it was Five and Below. Why did we think that, I wonder?
I think
the logo must be like that.
No.
Is it an age thing? Because isn't this like your grandma calling the store Walmart's or the CVS?
Yeah.
But is not old. Okay, he's not.
Okay, I was about to say.
You know what? I'm looking at the picture, and I still almost see an and in there.
It's the O. It's something about.
Let me look at the sign again.
But also, you know what? It's also who says Five Below. It's not a real sentence.
It's not a sentence.
So your mind just goes to Five and Below because
right, because that's exactly what I would say.
Things would cost Five and Below.
And Below.
I wouldn't say
I'm
Five
looking
Below.
At the logo, and there's no and.
I know there's no and. But I'm saying what it is your mind goes to what you normally would say in a sentence. Five and Below. Nobody would ever say Five Below.
You might have just
Five Below zero.
You call it Big and Lots? Is it Dollar in General? Do you only do this with Five and Below?
No, Big Lots. A lot can be big. So therefore, it's not a sentence. That's just an adjective and a noun.
Yeah.
Five and Below, we know we're talking about dollars. So anytime you would say, it's not, you wouldn't say, oh, that's Five Below, it's Five and Below.
That's not a sentence. Like, say, how much those things cost?
So if it was below five, you would be okay with it. You wouldn't call it Below and Five.
Well, I don't think we would see it in our heads. I mean, we know what it's called. We get that, but I think
if the Below was above the five, if it was Below five,
yeah, I think we might.
You
not
probably wouldn't put the and.
You're probably right.
Because you don't like in a. If I'm not mistaken,
or under five.
Right.
Under five, you're right. We wouldn't do it.
Yeah, we wouldn't. Because in grammar,
that's what I'm
guessing. Wouldn't ask and at past that, would you?
That's the thing I just came along with. It's and yeah, we would say Five and Below, and so our brain is putting in like the correct grammar or something
exactly
without seeing it there.
Right, because that just I don't think we would just make this up.
Five Below would be a temperature, not a.
Exactly.
Price.
Not a place. Not something that we know has value of money to
perhaps
items.
Perhaps they got a little too clever for you guys.
But you know what's weird on here? It says, and maybe this is true, I don't know, on its company thing, it says assortment of products from $6 to $10. There's nothing less than six.
Yeah, no, they say there's an assortment of products from 6 to 10.
Right.
Oh, but there's 30s even
but,
cheaper. But why? Oh, because they want to say.
Because it used to be when you went in Five Below.
Oh,
everything was $5
and
below.
And now it's 10.
So now it's up to 10. You're no longer even 5.
But they haven't changed it?
Huh?
Shouldn't they? Are you upset about them too?
Yes!
We've been.
I wanted to set you off again. Which is more perverted, though, the Five Below or the Dollar Tree? I think Dollar Tree is way more perverted.
You know why? Five Below, yes. Because it's in your name. But Dollar Tree is because I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I'm more hurt. And for years, when Dollar Tree first got popular and people would be like, oh my God, why are people up in Dollar Tree asking how much stuff is? It's a dollar. Everything's a dollar. Well, now that's no longer the case.
I think Five Below is.
And I think you are now pricing yourself out of your entire existence, which is Five Below or Dollar Tree. Yeah. And one of my friends on Instagram said, you know, just change yourself to Mo Dollar Tree. I need more dollars for your tree.
But see, I can at least make an argument for Dollar Tree having things more than a dollar in the sense that Dollar General. But Five Below, you can't even make an excuse for that because
it does say in the name below. Now, Dollar Tree.
Five Below, except for the $6 and $10 stuff.
Okay.
Like a Dollar Tree, if you had a tree, a bunch of dollars
on it, there would be more than $1
on the tree.
You could
take a bunch off to pie for stuff.
I see where you're going.
So you could.
You could.
If you wanted to make, but you cannot make one for Five Below.
You cannot make one for Five and Below. Five Below.
And Below. See? And Below, yes. See? I think that's unsolved it. Why we wanted to say the and in there.
One of my friends said her mother called her angry about this. Her mother was. About
furious?
Dollar Tree. Yeah,
she was
furious. Furious. Furious.
Oh, Lord, people. Yeah.
I mean.
I don't know. This weekend, I don't have to work. I might be leading a march.
How high do you think it goes?
Huh?
The Dollar Tree. How high are we going?
Right now, they're up to $5, but who knows? Who knows now? Who knows where they're going to go with this?
Walk in there.
Oh, what is that? Oh, the deodorant's $50 now? You know what? I don't know.
I don't think it'll get that far. But in a sense.
Where do we stop?
Where do we stop?
Because is it $10? Is it $20?
But speaking from somebody that hasn't been on the rich side of life before, Ramona's definitely correct when it comes to confusing people. Because a lot of people depend on Dollar Tree to be just a dollar to hold their household down when they can't afford the big dons at Walmart.
Are you preaching?
And sometimes people aren't desperate, but they do have to make sure that things are necessary and affordable for them to take care of themselves.
And then you get up to the cash register and you're all embarrassed because you found out that those towels are $3 and you only had $10 to spend.
Exactly.
I will say this is going to mess up the hand the kid $5 and tell him to pick out 5 things.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all screwed.
Indeed. No joke about that.
So go ahead and rate this podcast a 5 or above. and we'd love it. Also, reach out to us on the Matt Ramona Facebook page, Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Instagrams, TikToks, all that stuff, and we will talk soon.